The Argentine film XXY tells a coming-of-age tale with a twist. It's the story of a teenage girl who's not quite what she appears to be. The movie represents the directing debut of Lucia Puenzo. Her film touches on a sensitive subject of identity, and it's won wide praise in Argentina. Now it's opening in the U.S. Reporter Beth Accomando has more.
XXY refers to males born with a second X chromosome, a condition known as Klinefelter syndrome. Filmmaker Lucia Puenzo says she chose XXY as the title for her film, in part for its visual impact.
Visually, the title has three almost identical X's that corresponds to any human being in the world, and the last one has one of its legs mutilated in a way. It has one of its legs has been cut off. And I thought that was a very visual and powerful way to say a lot with almost no few words in a language that could be universally understood.
But the central character of Puenzo's film is not an XX male. It's a teenager named Alex, who was born with both male and female genitalia. Alex has been raised as a girl, but at 15, she's starting to question that identity. Ethan Bontilo is the director of the San Diego Latino Film Festival, which screened XXY last month.
It's not just about gender. It's about, you know, the difficult time in a young person's life, you know, when you're going through puberty and the difficulties of a young person's life. You know, that's a universal theme.
But in Alex's case, it's complicated by the fact she's an intersex child. In the film, Alex meets 16-year-old Alvaro. Alvaro is struggling with his own sexual orientation and with his father's strong disapproval. In contrast, Alex's father is more tolerant of his daughter's confusion. Again, Lucia Puenzo.
In the story, we have two very different ways of approaching parenthood and of believing and trusting and believing in your son or daughter, or like Alvaro has, a father who has stopped believing him and who can be so cruel as to say that to him.
Still, Alex's mother wants her to resolve her sexual ambiguity. The mother urges Alex to take hormone pills and have what's called normalization surgery. That's something Alex doesn't want to do.
No quiero más. No quiero más pastillas, ni operaciones, ni cambio de colegio. Quiero que todo siga igual.
Puenzo says her film is about freedom of choice. For Alex, it's about whether or not to choose surgery. For Alvaro, it's whether or not to come out to his parents. As the teens struggle with their decisions, they become attracted to each other. Puenzo says their connection makes it possible for them to recognize and accept themselves.
So I think that what happens in the film for both Alvaro and Alex is that they find who they want to be because they find who makes them feel alive.
The fact that Alvaro finds Alex desirable in her ambiguity gives her the confidence to fight for what she wants.
The absolute hero of the story was the courage with which Alex was fighting for nobody to touch her body until she knew what she wanted to do with her identity. I think that she is so strong in the end. She has chosen who she wants to be. She has chosen what she wants to do with her future and with her body. And then she has the rest of her life to fight for it.
The film has received critical recognition and support in Puenzo's native Argentina. The country's among the most tolerant in South America when it comes to homosexuality and issues of sexual identity. Puenzo says XXY has also done well in Italy and Thailand, where the transgender community came out to support the film and its exploration of a private issue that's starting to go public.
This idea of how the world is divided binary between men and women, no? This idea that in a way there are only places for two sex and what would happen with the third sex that comes to demand their own place in the world.
Puenzo says, after all, who decides there are only two ways to be human? For The World, this is Beth Accomando.